This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I sat here for over a month and a half annoying everybody by saying Evan Roberts' brain is reporting that Nolan Arenado will be a New York Yankee before opening day. Not only was he not a Yankee before opening day, he was in the Cardinal lineup. He hit a home run.
Right.
He got a curtain call. I take my L. So,
what's your brain telling you now? You're an idiot?
Yes, pretty much. My brain is telling me that as much as I love baseball and I consume baseball, I know a lot less than I really want to admit. And the guy that knows more than anybody here, is Tiki Barber. Because on the program 2 days ago, as I was getting into, we were making predictions. And we decided, let's have some fun. It was actually Tommy's idea. Tommy said, hey, I got an idea. Let's predict the first home run of the baseball season for both local teams. I was like, that's a good idea, Tommy. So we brought it to the radio. And when Tiki was set to make his prediction, he said this.
Which Yankee will hit the first home run of the season? Which Met will hit the first home run of the season? Do you want to go first or shall I? Or to Loogie?
Austin Wells.
Austin Wells?
You know what? First inning.
Wow.
I like it.
He's gonna start all off. That would be pretty badass.
Well, it was badass.
1-1 pitch. Swung on. Drive to center field and deep. Going way back and goodbye. Austin Wells with a two-run homer and the Yankees take the lead.
That's a different
3-2. Here.
That's a different Austin Wells home run, but I don't even know when that's from. That must have been spring training.
I know. From the third base side of the rubber, 2-0.
Pitch swung on high drive right field. Line drive going back and reaching up. It is gone. A home run for Austin Wells, and what a start to the 2025 season for the New York Yankees. Hey now!
Hey now!
Hey now!
Is he a Stern
like
fan?
Hey,
that's a Howard. That's a Howard Stern line.
Is it?
Well, the history of it as a Sternologist.
It sounds like a country thing.
Hey now! Howard took this, and he's admitted this, from Hank Kingsley. Are you aware of Hank Kingsley?
I have no idea who Hank Kingsley is.
Hank Kingsley is a fictitious character on the Larry Sanders Show. Do you know the Larry Sanders
yes,
Show?
Yes, I do. Okay. But I'm not an aficionado like
so
everybody else.
Hank Kingsley was the sidekick on the Larry Sanders Show, and he used to say, hey now!
Oh, that's
hey
the guy with the beard. I mean, the mustache, right?
I think so, yeah. I haven't watched that show in many, many years. And then Howard took it, and Howard's line is, hey now. So I'm assuming Dave Sims is going as a tribute to either Howard Stern or Hank Kingsley and going, hey now! But the person who deserves a hey now is you, Tiki Barber.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
How'd you know?
Thank you. I just had this innate feeling that who was starting pitching for the, forget now for the Bruins. Freddie Peralta was going to take it for granted that a catcher leading off, he's more worried about what his defensive assignment for the day. He was not going to be able to do anything against him, and he challenged him. Threw him a fastball, and Austin Wells just sat right there and crushed it.
What a tone
immediately
setter. Yeah.
My quote.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My text to you guys, holy Blake, I Blake and called it.
Now, the reason we're not playing our predictions on the first Met home run, because is unfortunately they did not hit a home run
right
on opening day. So more on that later. But Yankee fans and Met fans, the war has just begun. Juan Soto had a good day until he didn't have a good day, striking out in the ninth inning against Josh Hader, and it set off Yankee fans spiking the football in our faces. The toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Let's go to Kevin in Stamford to kick it off. How are you, Kevin?
Hey, I'm doing well. So, did you guys see the Juan Soto sellout jersey yesterday?
Yes, I did. Very creative.
That was me. That was me.
Wow.
So, I came up with the idea. Funny enough, my girlfriend was like, I don't think anybody's going to care, but I couldn't walk 10 steps without somebody stopping me for a picture. I'm on the New York Post this morning, and I got to say, I'm getting eaten alive in the comments because my mom bought me a jersey for Christmas last year with the name on the back. And I don't think the hate is very fair. You know, I got to make something out of it.
Well, hold
on. Not my fault.
In fairness, I think you're creative, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I saw this on the in the New York Post. You have the S from Soto.
Yeah.
You kept it
yeah.
and then pasted over the Oto with L out. So it's sell
yep.
out with the – I think that's very creative, by the way. I got to hand it to you.
Thank you.
I got no issue with you having the S on the back of your jersey. So how many text messages did you send to Met fans to mock them when the sellout struck out to end the game?
Oh, I got a few brutal Met fan friends that I didn't even really get to see the strikeout because I was at the game. But it was the icing on the cake from wearing that jersey and him striking out and selling out like he will continue to do. And by the way, you guys said the little brother thing is flipped. It will never flip. It's not possible. There's no
you want to yell at him, Tommy? Go ahead. Go do your thing.
Kevin.
They're always the little brother.
Kevin. Mini Lou Gower and Evan and Tiki right now.
Yes.
Hey, Kevin. It's Lugi. You spent all these months dreaming about going to opening day to see your baseball team play, correct? Did you wear an Aaron Judge jersey? Did you wear a Bellinger jersey? Did you wear a Derek Jeter jersey? Which jersey did you wear? Juan Soto? Yeah, he plays for the Mets.
I wore a sellout jersey.
No. That's you wore a Juan Soto jersey that your mother bought for you. That's what you wore. And you had to make, chicken you-know-what out of chicken you-know-what, and you made it into a sellout jersey. But you're more worried about what's going on in Houston with your other daddy, two daddies, Astros and the Mets. So, enjoy. Maybe you even watched the Yankee game. I don't know. You probably had the Met game on your phone the entire time. That's little brother behavior.
No. I mean, I just did. There wasn't really much to worry about in the Yankee game. You know, Rodon was doing his thing. The Yankees handled business while your $750 billion mistake struck out to end
the
game.
Wow, the $750 billion mistake.
By the way, money.
By the way, Lugi, chicken salad is okay for work. It's suitable for work.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the salad part, so I went with chicken, which I can't say, and then chicken whatever, because I forgot it was salad.
I knew you forgot, but I had to call you out on it.
I think Lugi did win that brief argument, so I give you a point for that. Mm-hmm. But I do give Kevin a lot of credit, because creativity is lost in this world.
Yes.
And he went to Yankee Stadium and didn't just wear a sellout jersey. I like what he did with the S. I like that he kept the S in Soto and went L out to fill out the rest of his jersey. So good for you. Let's go to Ted in Pelham. Good afternoon, Ted.
So I sent a text out to my buddies. I'm on a chat with, I'm the only Yankees fan. Got three Mets fans on there. And as soon as Soto struck out, I sent him the slow-mo pitch to Bugs Bunny where he whiffs at it three times, that gif.
I only did it
because when we were in the World Series, the Mets fans showed us no love, where when they were playing against the Dodgers and in the playoffs, I was back in the Mets as a Yankees fan.
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you for doing that. You know what's funny about this whole thing? Because I heard Sean say this, and I know this is a common kind of belief. Who fired the first shot, right? That's always the argument. Well, you started. It's like what my kids do. It's like what your kids have done. Well, he started it. She started it. And I don't know who started it. I mean, you could argue, you could make the argument, Sean, you tell me, that when I tweeted rent in the Bronx, buying Queens, that I started it. Yeah. Or even before you acquired him, me arguing with you guys saying, hey, I don't want to trade for Juan Soto. I would rather just sign him as a free agent, let the Yankees trade for him, and then we'll go sign him. So you could argue, I don't know if that classifies it as, that being the first bullet in this war.
Yeah, and a pretty big continued bullet, Evan, was the night Soto signed with that magical Rico. On me getting a text from Pete Hoffman as I'm crying in my Cheerios, Evan wants to see your face. Come on the Rico so we can see your face and how upset you are. So now, big bad Yankee fans laughing at the strikeout. We're the problem. Okay.
So we started it as your contention.
Yes, of course you started it.
Now, Tommy, would you admit that we started it, or would you argue that big brother or little brother started it?
You started it,
Evan,
me. With your tweet.
I started it.
And then the rest of us continued it, no doubt.
Yes.
And now Yankee fans are going through the seven stages of Soto grief.
Now let's talk to somebody who ran into Sean Morash yesterday at Yankee Stadium. He did a great job. We had man boots on the ground at Yankee Stadium. And by the way, you look good through the Zoom. The microphone sounded good. You did a hell of a job.
I thought it looked good until I got home. My wife told me I looked like I gained 20 pounds at the stadium. But
that may have been the ice cream. John in Garden City ran into you yesterday. John, how was that experience?
Oh, it was fantastic. First of all, Sean was a class act. I was there with my 9-year-old. Next to, you can attest to this, Sean, probably the future Evan Roberts. Some old dude had like 14 scorebooks.
He did, yes.
Organizing. You saw that guy? So now this was in the field MVP suite. I saw Big Mac was over there as well. But I'm talking to Sean for a couple minutes. I tell him who I am.
Hold on, John. Stop for one second. Stop for one second.
Yep.
Did you just say you saw Sean in the field MVP suite? Is that what I heard?
The field MVP
club.
What
in the hell bougie life are you living, Sean Morash? You're supposed to be a blue collar man.
I was blue collar. Right. I paid for my own Mr. Softie.
Go ahead, John. So,
as long as you guys let me make the one point, I'll explain MVP suite very quickly. It's the section that's behind right where the legends are.
Right.
So you're not bougie like the legends, but they give you like a little place where there's a bar and you can get some peanuts and popcorns. The next best section that's not legends.
Got it. Okay.
And
so
in there
I apologize.
Is the elevator
Sean.
For the pre. Okay. So now, Sean, after we're talking, he looks at me and he says, Ben Rice has a new number. I says, oh, please God, let it be 22. And he says, yes. And we both rejoiced in the fact that, like, we've kind of wiped Juan Soto off the slate. And by the way, Ben Rice was the best 22 in New York yesterday. 1-for-2, run scored, and hit a nice double off the wall. Yeah. Anyway, it was so great. Like, we commiserated about Juan Soto without really talking about Juan Soto.
Right. And then you watched the victory, unlike the Met fans.
And we watched the victory. But here's what I'm thinking. I know why. I figured out. It took me a while. Why myself and all the Yankee fans are happy. We kind of have the hope. Like, it gave us a little inkling that maybe you guys got, I'll call it Stanton. You got an awesome player like us who's been a pretty much a dud. And that one little thing that Soto did yesterday gave us hope that maybe for $700 and whatever you guys paid, maybe you're not going to get the great Juan Soto. Maybe the money's going to affect him. And it kind of made us all happy that we didn't get him. So that's kind of what's going on.
What, John, it's delusional, but it's honest.
It was always burning since the world's been turning. Fire's been going.
I appreciate his honesty. It's a little delusional, that one at-bat, because the rest of his game was fine. He drew multiple walks. He had a base hit in his first at-bat. But that one really, honestly, the only thing in that at-bat that bothered me was the finale of it. Like, I disagree with Tiki. I didn't have a problem with him taking 3-0.
No.
Josh Hader threw a slider.
No, because when you're that good,
mm-hmm.
think about Barry Bonds. When you're that Mark McGwire, when you're that good, you are going to get one pitch to hit at per at-bat.
Right.
And that was his pitch.
But I also...
That ends the... Not, maybe it doesn't end the game because you still got to go to the bottom of the ninth, but whatever. That Edwin Diaz now comes on with a lead and Juan Soto is your hero for the moment. Like, and you only get one chance to have a first impression. One chance.
But look...
We're all going to remember this, dude. It ended the game, Evan. It's not like it was, oh, well, Pete Alonso's coming up next and he grounds out in weak fashion.
I'm not...
It ended his first game ever. And he was on up in the count 3-0.
Taking
3-0.
Taking.
I just found the Bugs Bunny meme, the slow pitch.
Three guys in a row.
He did not.
Strike.
Okay.